Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the New York Mets and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jonathan Villar. Batting second. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting third. The first baseman, James McCann. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dominic Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Kevin Pillar. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tomas Nito. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Billy McKinney. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jose Peraza. Pitching for the New York Mets, David Peterson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cedric Mullins. Batting second. The designated hitter, Trey Mancini. Batting third. The right fielder, Anthony Santander. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ryan Mountcastle. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Freddy Galvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Pedro Severino. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Michael Franco. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Pat Valleca. Batting 9th. The left fielder, Ryan McKenna. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bruce Zimmerman. And now, play ball. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Villar hits a pop-up in foul territory, off the first baseline. Mountcastle makes the catch for the out. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Lindor is on with a walk. James McCann is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McCann strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alonso hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. Lindor scores. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Dominic Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Smith hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Kevin Pillar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pillar hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Franco makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mullins hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Mullins is out. One out. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancini hits a ball towards first. McCann can't make the play in time. Mancini gets a base hit. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Santander is on with a walk. Mancini moves to second. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mountcastle hits a ground ball towards second. Peraza throws to second to get Santander. Mancini moves to third. Mountcastle is on first. 2 outs. Force play challenged by NYM manager, Luis Rojas. Original call upheld upon review. Freddy Galvis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Galvis hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Galvis is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tomas Nito is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nito hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Nito is out. One out. Billy McKinney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McKinney strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Jose Peraza is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Peraza hits a line drive towards left field. McKenna makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pedro Severino is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Severino hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Michael Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Franco is safe at second with a double. Severino moves to third. Pat Valleca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valleca hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Valleca is safe at second with a double. Severino scores. Franco scores. It's Mets, 2, Orioles, 2. Ryan McKenna is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McKenna hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and McKenna is out. One out. Cedric Mullins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mullins is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullins hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Mullins is safe at second with a double. Valleca scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mancini is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mancini strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Anthony Santander batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Mullins moves to third. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santander is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santander strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Villar is 0 for 1 in the game. Villar strikes out swinging. 1 out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lindor hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Lindor is out. 2 outs. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCann is 0 for 1 in the game. McCann hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and McCann is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Mets 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mountcastle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mountcastle strikes out swinging. 1 out. Freddy Galvis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Galvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Galvis hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Galvis is safe at second with a double. Pedro Severino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Severino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Severino hits a ball towards third. Villar can't make the play in time. Severino gets a base hit. Galvis moves to third. Michael Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Franco strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Pat Valleca is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valleca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Valleca hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Valleca is safe at second with a double. Galvis scores. Severino moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Robert Gsellman replaces David Peterson as pitcher. Ryan McKenna is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McKenna is 0 for 1 in the game. McKenna hits a line drive towards right center field. Piller is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alonso hits a line drive towards second. Valleca makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dominic Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Kevin Piller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Piller is 0-for-1 in the game. That is ball 4. Piller is on with a walk. Tomas Nito is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nito is 0-for-1 in the game. Nito strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Mets 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mullins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mullins hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Mullins is safe at second with a double. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mancini is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mancini hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Mullins scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santander hits a ground ball towards second. Peraza throws to second to get Mancini. Santander is on first. 1 out. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mountcastle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mountcastle hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Billy McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jose Peraza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peraza is 0-for-1 in the game. Peraza hits a fly ball towards right. Santander is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Villar is 0-for-2 in the game. Villar strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Mets 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Freddy Galvis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Galvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Galvis hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Pedro Severino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Severino is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. That is ball 4. Severino is on with a walk. Galvis moves to second. Michael Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. Galvis scores. Severino scores. A 3-run home run. It's 8-2, Orioles. Pat Valleca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valleca is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Valleca hits a fly ball towards right. McKinney is there to make the catch. 1 out. Ryan McKenna is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McKenna is 0-for-2 in the game. McKenna strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mullins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Mullins hits a fly ball towards right. McKinney is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hunter Harvey replaces Bruce Zimmerman as pitcher. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lindor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lindor hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Lindor is out. One out. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McCann is 0-for-2 in the game. McCann hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Pete Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Alonso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alonso hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Mets 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jacob Barnes replaces Robert Gsellman as pitcher. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mancini is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mancini strikes out swinging. 1 out. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Santander hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Santander is safe at second with a double. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mountcastle is 0-for-3 in the game. Mountcastle hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Santander scores. It's 9-2, Orioles. Freddy Galvis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Galvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Galvis hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Mountcastle moves to second. Pedro Severino is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Severino is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Severino hits a line drive towards right center field. McKinney is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Michael Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Franco hits a ground ball towards second. Peraza has it and steps on second to get the force on Galvis. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tyler Wells replaces Hunter Harvey as pitcher. Dominic Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out swinging. 1 out. Kevin Pillar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pillar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pillar hits a fly ball towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tomas Nito is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Nito is 0-for-2 in the game. Nito hits a fly ball towards right. Santander is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Mets 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Drew Smith replaces Jacob Barnes as pitcher. Mason Williams replaces Billy McKinney as center fielder batting 8th. Kevin Pillar moves from center. Pat Valleca is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valleca is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Yelder to right fielder. Valleca is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ryan McKenna is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McKenna is 0-for-3 in the game. McKenna hits a fly ball towards right. Pillar is there to make the catch. two outs. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mullins is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Mullins is on with a walk. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mancini is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mancini hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Mancini is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mason Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams hits a ground ball towards first. Mountcastle fields it and makes the out, unassisted. 1 out. Jose Peraza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Peraza is 0 for 2 in the game. Peraza hits a ground ball towards the mound. Wells throws to first, and Peraza is out. 2 outs. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Villar is 0 for 3 in the game. Villar hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Franco makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Mets 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Travis Blankenhorn replaces Francisco Lindor as second baseman batting second. Jose Peraza moves from second baseman to shortstop. Anthony Santander batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santander hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 10-2, Orioles. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mountcastle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mountcastle strikes out swinging. 1 out. Freddy Galvis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Galvis is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Galvis hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Smith is there and makes the catch. 2 outs. Pedro Severino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Severino is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Severino strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Travis Lakins replaces Tyler Wells as pitcher. Stevie Wilkerson replaces Anthony Santander as right fielder batting third. Travis Blankenhorn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Blankenhorn hits a pop-up towards first. Mountcastle makes the catch for the out. 1 out. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McCann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCann hits a fly ball towards right. Wilkerson is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alonso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alonso hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 10-3, Orioles. Dominic Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out swinging. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.